I told you yesterday that a Seattle Marathon swimmer is questioning whether Diana Nyad really made it to Cuba on her own. Last week, the 64-year-old Nyad became the first person to swim from Cuba to Florida without a shark cage. But Seattle swimmer Andrew Malinak looked at the GPS data at Nyad's official website, and to him, her speeds did not look right.
There was a very typical-looking beginning to the swim, a very typical-looking end of the swim, and then something got a bit funny in the middle where she went very fast. Her speed increased rapidly, decreased rapidly, and just didn't seem to add up with what was commonly known to be how that the Gulf Stream works in that area. It wasn't conclusive by any means. There's definitely the possibility that she hit a favorable current, which is what her navigator reports. She could have had a following sea, which would increase her speed. She could have had some good winds. But none of that data is made available.
You think she hopped in the boat?
I deep down inside, I want to believe she didn't. I know there was a question last year about she did actually end up getting in the boat last year briefly, and only later on, much later on, did it become revealed that what she had actually accomplished was a staged swim to a certain point out in the Strait of Florida. So whether it was her getting in a boat or her catching an amazing current, I'm much more interested in finding out, did she find this awesome current and a great way to get across it? Because as a swimmer, that's what I want to know for my next swim is, how did she get across and how can I get across next time?
As you say, you're not alone. There seems to be a community of marathon open water swimmer skeptics here. Is there a current of anti-Nyad sentiment I wasn't aware of?
Not so much. For some reason, I don't know her personally, but she does not participate in the community discussions that we have. Most of what we talk about, we do the occasional bashing of triathletes and people that wear wetsuits and that sort of thing. But most of what we talk about is people's upcoming swims, training methods, feed methods, what you eat when you're swimming, and how you prepare for races and what went on during your race. We like to learn from each other. There's not a lot that's available. There's very little actual formal research that's been done. So the community itself is based around promoting our own swims, promoting other people's swims, and just basically forming sort of a big support network around what we all think is the coolest sport in the world. And Nyad has not typically participated in any of that discussion. So she's definitely not, I wouldn't say she's very involved in the community itself. And then as far as skeptics, I think the skepticism comes from the fact that if someone tells you they've done something incredible that is unverified, and you know a lot about that particular thing, you want to know the details because it's more difficult to believe something when you know how hard it is.
You are an open water swimmer yourself. You live in Seattle. What is the Pacific Northwest equivalent of a Cuba to Florida swim?
Well, my personal challenge this past year, I attempted to swim the Strait of Juan de Fuca, which is up from Vancouver Island back to the Olympic Peninsula. Not the same distance by any means. My particular route would have taken me about 12 miles. The challenge for me, though, again, very strong currents, but also the water temperature on the day that I tried was between 46 and 50.7 degrees. So it was pretty chilly. And again, I was following the channel rules of a single cap, goggles, bathing suit, no wetsuit, and no touching boats. So again, it's not a Cuba to Florida swim in distance, but so far, only 7 people have ever accomplished it, and perhaps next summer I'm hoping to be the 8th.
Why don't you live and swim in Key West or something?
I didn't pick Seattle for the water, but now that I'm out here, I'm finding it's gorgeous. I just had 2 friends who, they're both open water swimmers, and both from back east originally. One's been doing a lot of swimming in San Francisco, very experienced with the sport. We both went to Alki Beach last Sunday, and they had never seen so much animal life and plant life on the bottom out there. The water was crystal clear. It was flat. It was chilly, but we went out around the lighthouse and just looked at starfish the entire way for close to an hour. It was gorgeous.
Yes, it is. That was Andrew Malinak, who works in Seattle as a geotechnical engineer. He is one of a group of long-distance open-water swimmers who are skeptical that 64-year-old Diana Nyad really swam from Cuba to Florida last week without the help of a boat. As we said, Nyad says her speed picked up sharply because she got into a swift Gulf Stream current. Now, Nyad's spokesperson says the swimmer is going to meet with her skeptics today, so we'll let you know what comes of that.